The last couple of days we've been talking about this sugya of Chalukas HaShutvim on Dav Gimel. The Gemara says that within the Lishna Basra, if we're talking about the Chotzer She'ein Badin Chaluka, so Rotsu, what does it matter that Rotsu Lasus Chaluka, the reality is they can be Chotzer Bahem. So the Gemara says that we're talking about that they made a Kenyan. It's a Kenyan Dvarim Ba'alma. So the Gemara gives two answers as to why it's not a Kenyan Ba'alma. Either Konam Yodam Beruchos, Rabbi Yochanan's answer, or Ravashi's answer that Shalav Zevisok Shalav Ahezik Vezevisok Shalav Ahezik. So we asked, what does Ravashi add? Konam Yodam Beruchos, Rabbi Yochanan already said that the Kenyan, Konam Yodam Beruchos makes it not a Kenyan Dvarim, so that's enough. So why is Ravashi saying, what's it coming to eat? So the Ramban gives the simplest answer, that really Ravashi is not eating anything. That both Amoroim just are saying that there was a Kenyan on the Ruchos, they just had different Kenyanim, either Kenyan Sudar or Kenyan Chazaka, but there's really no Machlokas, either one works. If you have a Kenyan on the Ruchos, so then it's not a Kenyan Ban. That's what the Ramban wanted to suggest. But the Rishonim we found disagree. Tosva says, Ravashi comes to be Mecharish that you don't need Lech Hazeg Ukni. That even though normally when someone is Machzik in Karka, you need a Lech Hazeg Ukni on the part of the Machneh. But here Ravashi says that you don't need Lech Hazeg Ukni. In Chalukah Sashufim, it's not necessary to have a Lech Hazeg Ukni. Why is that? So he said one possibility might be that if Lech Hazeg Ukni is only necessary to prevent a Chazara, like the Rashbam later on, so here we're not afraid of Chazara. Since they not only agreed to do the chalukah, but actually chilku, they were mavar the different parts that each one is going to get. So that's an extra step. So if there's another step, then we assume that there's a full gemiras das, and once there's a full gemiras das, then we're not afraid of the chazara. That's how the Meiri understood the Tosfos. But we pointed out that the Rosh doesn't seem to understand that way. That the Rosh says the reason why you don't need lech hazeg ukni over here is because they're not being kone davar chadash. They're not getting anything new. So we said that that's. Seems to be what the Rashba is saying as well within one of the Yesh Mefarshims, that maybe Chalukas HaShulfim is not a Hakna, but rather it's just a Bira Chalokim, that really before the Chalukah everyone owns everything, and now they're just being Mevarer, now Mikano Lahaba, they're choosing which Chalik each one is going to have. And if it's only a Bira Chalokim, maybe the need for Lech Hazeg Ukni doesn't exist. Maybe Lech Hazeg Ukni is a way that the Makne is able to become an active player in the Hakna. It's not enough to have a Haskoma, a Nichusa, the fact that the Makne agrees that the Kona should do the Kenyan, but rather he has to be an active player, because he has to be Motzi Lechefetz, or the Karka of Hamiz Rishus. And without being an active participant in the process, then it's not going to work. So the way that we do that normally is we have a Lech Hazeg Ukni. The Lech Hazeg Ukni creates the Das Makna that makes the Makna into an active participant in the process. But if Chalukas HaShulfin is just a Bir Chalokim, it's not a Hakna, so maybe Lech Hazeg Ukni is not necessary. That was the Rosh's Pshat within Tosfos. The Rashba quotes another Yesh Mefarshim that maybe the Chiddush Ravashi is saying over here is that it's not necessary for both to be Machzik in their Chalokim. Maybe it's enough that one is Machzik in the Chalik. Because there's a principle in the Gemara Bav Metzia that there's a concept called Chalifei Shava B'Shava, that if there's a barter going on between two people, Metaltlim B'Metaltlim, Kaka B'Kaka, Metaltlim B'Kaka, whatever it is, whatever kind of barter, Kevin Shezochazen Eschayev Zeh B'Chalifa, that as long as one of them does the Kenyan, then the other one is Kona. The Kenyan of one creates the Hakno, creates the Chalos Kenyan for the second individual. So that's true when it comes to Hakna, right? So the question is, what's the din over here? So the Rashba says, according to one of the Yesh Mefarshim, this is a machlokas. First, the Yesh Mefarshim is not agreeing with this Yesh Mefarshim. The second Yesh Mefarshim says that maybe Ravashi is coming to be mechadesh over here, that just like by Hakna, Kevin Shezochas and Eschayv is a Chalifa, so too by Chalukas HaShutvim, if one of them does the Chazaka, then that's enough for the other one to get his Chalak. It's a big Pella, the Lashon of the Yesh Mefarshim, this Shita Yesh Mefarshim is the Pella. Ravashi doesn't really say that. He says, Kigon Shahala, Zebes Oshalo, Behezek, Zebes Oshalo, Behezek. He says both of them have to be Machzik. But that's what the Yesh Mefarshim says. He must have had a different Girsa. Because if not, it's very difficult. But not everyone agrees. Tosfos, for example, Tosfos seems to say that they both have to be Machzik. The Rambam also seems to say that they both have to be mafsik. So what's the machlokas? So we wanted to suggest this is also totally in the shaila as to what chalukas hashutvim is all about. If you say chalukas hashutvim is a hakna like the Ramban, right, like the Yesh Mefarshim, that assume that that lechazeku kni is necessary over here. So then it makes sense that Khalifin works over here too. Kevin Shazachazen is Haifa Khalifa. One of them has to do the Kenyan. As long as one of them does the Kenyan, that's going to be sufficient. But if you hold that Chalukah Sashufin is just the Bir Chalokim, so then Efshim and Kenzogin, maybe we could say that Khalifin doesn't work over here. Because how is a Bir Chalokim working? It's not that they're Makne, it's not that they're Kona Achelik, it's that each one is Mistalik from his Chelik. Yeah, but why is he going to want to be Mistalik? If you tell me that his Maisa Chazaka is Kona, his Chelik, he's very happy. He wants to do the Maisa Chazaka, he wants to be Kona. But if the idea is that he's going to be Mistalik from the other Chelik, so he only wants to be Mistalik if he's going to be Zoche. But he can't be Zoche in the second Chelik unless the other guy's Mistalik. So his Siluk is really dependent on the other guy's Siluk. So you can't say one of them is Mistalik before the other one. They both have to be Mistalik together, because if they're not going to both be Mistalik, so then the first guy's not going to want to do a Siluk. So if you hold that Chalukas HaShofen is a Bir Chalokin, then maybe it makes sense that they both have to be Machzik. It's not enough that one of them is Mach. So it would seem then that these two issues are connected. That if you hold that by Chalukas HaShofen, Lechazeku Kni is not necessary, so would you say that Chalifin works or doesn't work? What do you think? If you say Lechazeku Kni is not necessary, and that perhaps is because Chalukas HaShofen is Bir Chalokin, so then is it enough for one person to be machzik, or do you need both of them to be machzik? Anyone? Yes, in town.
It's not enough. They both need to be machzik in order for it to work.
They both would have to be machzik, right? Because the only way that one of them would be sufficient for one of them to be machzik is if you say that it's like a hakna. It's like a hakna, so then it's like every other hakna where Kevin Shazach is in his life as a khalifa. So these two issues seem to be related. They seem to be related. How are they related? Let's see together. I asked the Shir assistant to send a piece of paper so we can look on together. Instead of writing on the board a whole Megillah, we can look on together. So if you have it on your phones, if you have it on your computer, maybe just take a look with me. I tried to chart it out so you see that the rush seems to be a little bit different than the other Shitas. Right? By Chalukas HaShofen, we have the paper. We have Kosus and the Ramban. These are the two Shitas. Right. First of all, you have to say lechazeku kni, and secondly, is it enough for one shutta to be machzik? So Tosa says, do you have to say lechazeku kni? No, Tosa says you don't have to say lechazeku kni by chalukas hashutta. And what does Tosa hold about? Is it enough for one shutta to be machzik? Tosa says, no, it's not enough. You need both of them to be machzik. So Tosa says that you don't need lechazeku kni. There's one kula, but there's a chumra that both of them have to be machzik. The Ramban, on the other hand, says, do you need lechazeku kni over here? Absolutely. You need lechazeku kni, even by chalukas hashutvim. Is it enough for one shutv to be mafsik? So we said, even though the Ramban doesn't really address this point, but the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashba, it seems to be going with the pshat of the Ramban. He says that it is enough for one shutv to be mafsik. So we said, if it's enough, it must be a hakna. According to the Ramban, looking at the third column, the Ramban holds that Chalukas HaShofen is a hakna. So if it's a hakna, it has dine hakna. The kevin shezochazen is chayv zeh b'chalifa. If it's enough for one person to be machzik, and then the other guy is going to be kone as well. But you need a lechazeku kni, just like by a regular hakna, you need a lechazeku kni. What's Tosis assuming? Tosis holds that Chalukas HaShofen is just a bir chalokim, like the Rashba. If it's just a bir chalokim, then it doesn't share dine hakna. So it's not necessary to have lechazeku kni, as we described. And it's not enough for one shutav to be machzik, because the din of Khalifa Shava B'Shava doesn't apply. You need both shutav to be machzik. Okay, these two shailas seem to be related to each other as to whether Chalukas HaShofen is a bir chalokim, it's only a bir chalokim, or is it even hakno. The problem is the rush. The Rashba is not a problem because he quotes two different Yesh Mefarshims on these two points. So it could be that the Yesh Mefarshims are disagreeing. The line of the Rashba where he says Chalukas HaShofen is only a Bir Chalokim, that's within the first Yesh Mefarshim. It's actually the second Yesh Mefarshim. His first Shita, second Shita. His first Shita, he quotes the Ramban, right? That there's no Machlokas HaMaran over here at all. But then he quotes the Yesh Mefarshim, who says, no, maybe there is a machlokas. Rav Ashi is coming to the Mechadesh. What? That you don't need Leichazeku Kni. Right? Why should you not need Leichazeku Kni? So then the Rashba explains, because Chalukas HaShulchan is just a Bir Chalak. That's that second Shita, the first Yesh Mefarshim. The second Yesh Mefarshim could be arguing. And he might hold that it's not just a Bir Chalakim, it is a Hakna. Because it is a Hakna, so therefore, Chalifan applies. Kevin Shazachazen is Chayav Zeb Chalifan. So within the Rashba, there's no problem. There are two Shitas the Rashba is quoting, so they can argue with each other. The problem is the Rush. Because the Rush quotes both points. The Rush is one person, he's not quoting a Yesh Mefarshim. This is what the Rush holds. The Rush at the beginning. The Russian Sima Gimel says what? Rav Ashi Yomar, Kigon Shehala, Zeba Atzo V'Hefzik V'Chelko, Zeba Atzo V'Hefzik V'Chelko. Lo Shiyu Shnein Tzrichin L'Hachzik. Rav Ashi's Loshen is Mashmah, you need both. So comes the Russian says, he doesn't mean that you need both. One of them is sufficient. Hala Kevin Shehefzik Echamim Nistalek Mechatzi Ho'acha V'Nikno L'Chaver, Kedev Sheshaninu. So first of all, the Rosh says Rav Ashi is lav dafka. This is not his chiddush because that's not his loshen, right? But his loshen is lav dafka. Really, it's sufficient for one of them to be ma'asik. Then he asks the kasha. Rav Ashi must be telling us a chiddush. What is the chiddush? So to that he answers, his chiddush is that you don't need lechazek a kli over here. So the Rosh seems to be straddling both sides of the fence. The Iker Chiddush Rav Ashi is telling us that you don't need Lechazek Kli. That's what the Rosh says Beferish. But he throws in before Rav Ashi's Lav Dafka, really you don't need both of them to be Machzik. One of them being Machzik is enough. Kevin Shazach is then a Sayyaf Zeb Khalifa. Now how can the Rosh say both things? He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, right? On the one hand, he says you don't need Lechazek Kli. If you don't need Lechazek Kli, that seems to imply what? Chalukas HaShofen is a Hakna or is just a Bir Chalakin? It's only a Bir Chalakim, right? Like the first Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashba. It's only a Bir Chalakim, and that's why Lechazek Kni is not necessary. So, but if it's only a Bir Chalakim, so how can we say Kevin Shazachazen is Chayav Zeh B'Chalifah? How can we say Chalifa Shav Rishava works? I thought we said Chalifa Shav Rishava only works by Hakna. It's a steer in the rush. Steer in the rush, meaning the whole Shtikal Torah doesn't seem to be a glatta Shtikal Torah. The two points are not dependent on each other. We thought till now that they are dependent on each other. According to the Rush, you have to say that they're not dependent on each other. Right? I don't think anything we said is wrong. I think within the Rashba, within the other Rishonim, you can say that the two Nafkamina are Taka dependent on each other. Within the Rush, it doesn't work out so perfectly. But that's the emes in learning, that sometimes the Rishonim are Taka disagreeing. That, you know, you have a shtickle, you have a svara that really seems to work well in one direction. But you see that sometimes there are outliers in Rishon, and that they have a different approach. What's the Rush assuming? Right? How do we fit the Rush in? So the simple pshat is that the Rush holds you don't need Lechazek Kni over here because he really holds that Chalukas HaShulchan is a Bir Chalakim, like the Rashba, he really holds like that. But regarding the issue of Chalifin, the Rush disagrees. The Rush says that even if it's only Bir Chalakim and what's going on is a Siluk, it's not a Haknah, still, just like by Haknah, Kevin Shazachazen is Chayav Zeh Khalifa, by Siluk also. The whole Svara that we gave is that by Siluk, you can't say Kevin Shazen is Nistalek Hasheni, because the Siluk of the first one is dependent on the fact that the other guy's going to be Nistalek, and he's going to be able to be Zocha, but until the other one's Nistalek, so then he's not going to be Zocha in anything. So why would he want to be Nistalek if he's not going to get the other Chayav? What, he'll be Nistalek and the other person's going to have everything? So the Rush will say, no, but if that's the deal that they made, so even though his siluk is dependent on the other person's siluk, but that's the point. Just like the Gabe Haknoah, the deal is that his siluk should only be chal if the other person's siluk is going to... Just like by Haknoah, his kinyan is only going to be chal if the other person's kinyan is going to be chal. He can't be kona the other person's chayvitz without giving something up. But siluk also... His siluk is only going to be chal if the other person's siluk is chal, so that he'll be able to get the other chalet. The Rosh feels there's no reason to say that Khalifa Shah Rashava should be limited to Haknoah. Maybe it can work by siluk too. So he disagrees with that prat. But fundamentally, he agrees with the Rashba that Chalukas HaShofen is a Bir Chalakim, and that's why he says that Lechazeku Kni is not going to be necessary. Okay, so that's just the detail. Don't be swayed by the rush to feel like, ah, the whole shtickle is wrong. No, I think the shtickle is right. The rush, though, is disagreeing with one prod in the shtickle. So that's what I added to the box, that the rush happens to say that it is enough for one shutta to be matzik, because even though he agrees with the principle that chalukas hashutfin is just a bir chalokim, but he says that even by a siluk you can have a chalif eshav bishon. Okay, that's the rush. We mentioned that the Rambam holds that you need both of them to be machzik. It's not enough for one to be machzik, but both of them have to be machzik. Like Tosfos. And how do we explain the Rambam? So we thought the Rambam fits in, you know, in the normal way, that the Rambam holds, like that Rashba, that Chalukas HaShofen is a Bir HaChalokim. Because it's a Bir HaChalokim, so Khalifin is not going to work. We don't say Kemet Shazach HaZen Eschayiv Zev HaChalifa, because by Siluk we don't use the concept of Chalif Eshav HaVishav. And that's how we wanted to explain the Rambam. So the truth is, there is a riot to that the Rambam holds that Chalukas HaShofen is not a Haknon. And that's from the Hemshech of the Rambam. The Rambam, there in Hilta Shchein in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. Pardon me. Here's the Rambam. Yes, the Rambam is in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Mokom Shain Bodin Chaluka, Sherot Sushuf and Machalka, Avisha Konamiyodam, Kalecha Mehem Yochal Lachsiba. But if Konamiyodam, Shazerotza, Beruach Ploni, Zerotza Beruach Ploni, the Chainim Holach Zeba Atzma, Behazi Bechalka, Zeba Atzma, Behazi Bechalka, Avisha Konamehem, Enacha Mehem Yochal Lachsiba Chaver. Ramam says that if both of them are Machzik, so then they can't be Chosabahem, because now it's a Kinyan the Kark. Fine. So it sounds like the Ramam is holding Chaluka Sushuvin as a Beruach Halakim, and that's why. And that's why you need both of them to be machzik. Comes the Rambam now in the next halacha. The Rambam in Beis Yud Aleph. Rambam says, "Ha'achen shechilku, also b'neim goral, kemen she'olah goral le'echa mehem konu kulan, v'hanoya shenasis lem sheshamu zeh mizeh, v'dove she'eskimu olav gomar kol echa mehen u'makna l'chaveh." Says the Rambam, what happens if you have brothers who are cholik? What do you mean brothers are being cholik? Why should brothers make a chaluka? We're talking about Yerusha, right? They get a Yerusha from the father. So the Yerusha is betfusa sabayis. It's viewed as though it's within the home, and then they're going to divide the chalokim. So achen shechilku, says the Rambam, let's say they make a goro. They don't know who should get what, who should get which portion. So they make a goro. Obviously, every portion is going to be equal in value, because if not, then that's not fair. But still, you know, we don't know who's going to get the field, and who's going to get the house, and who's going to get whatever the father had. So if they make a goro, says the Rambam, the goro is going to be konen. The goral is going to establish the chaluka. Dr. Ravid, Lonis Chavir Devarav. The Ravid says, I don't think so. But the goral is going to be konen. Heichal Matzino that a goral is konen. It's not a kinyan chazok, it's not a kinyan kesef, not shtar. How can you be konen karka with a goral? That's the Ravid's kasha against the Rambam. So it could be the answer for the Rambam is that chalukas achin is like chalukas hashutfin. They own everything together, they're making a chaluka. The chaluk is not a hakna. If you tell me it's like a hakna, so then we have dine hakna. Karka's nicknames bekeser shtar chazaka chalifin. You got to do a kinyan that works by karka in order for it to work. If the Rambam learns the chalukas hashutfin, chalukas achim, which is like chalukas hashutfin, is not a hakna, but rather it's a bir chalokim. It's a bir chalokim. It's a bir chalokim. So then you could say that maybe goral taka works. Even though the Lashon of the Rambam is konu kulam, that they are kone, the Rambam is basically saying they're not really kone, really, they're just being mistalik from the other chelik. This is just a birach halokim, and if it's just a birach halokim, even if goral doesn't work by karka in general, but by birach halokim, maybe goral should be enough. Because by birach halokim, what do we really need? We just really need the das. We need an expression of the das makne, right? We need an expression of the das of both parties that they exceed, that they consent to this bir chalokim. Once we have the expression of both parties that they consent to the bir, so then the bir works. They're mistalek from each other's chalek, They own both chalakim together. They're not getting a kinyan chadash. They own everything. They're just being mistalek from the other chalak. So as long as there's a full expression of the das, then that's going to be sufficient to quote-unquote be konen. To quote-unquote establish that the bira chalakim should be valid. That's why the Rambam says that the goral is enough. Because even if goral is not going to be kone in a classical sense, it's not a kinyan of karka, but it's enough to express the das. Right? That's what the Rambam says, that they're expressing the das. The gomer kol echa mehenu makna lachavero. Each one is gomer. He has a full gemiras das. That's all you need. So if all you need is a gemiras das, maybe goral is going to be sufficient. Why does the Ravid say that he disagrees with the Rambam, that goral shouldn't work over here? Because the Ravid holds what? Chalukas HaShofen is what? Hakna. It's a hakna. So if Chalukas HaShofen is a hakna, so then you need the hakna. How are you kona karka? You can only be kona karka b'keser shtar b'chazaka b'chalifin. We don't find that goral is kona b'karka. So goral can only be kona if you have a chaluka, which is not really hakna, it's just a bir chalokim. The rabbi holds that chaluka sashofen is hakna. If it is hakna, then goral should not work. So this issue also, this is a third nafkamina, this issue also should depend on the shailas to whether chaluka sashofen is hakna, maybe it's just a bir chalokim. Okay? Questions? Okay. So till now, we wanted to say Rav Ashi is teaching us one of two chidushim. Either he's not teaching a chidush at all, like the Ramban, or he's teaching two chidushim. Yes, before I get to... we'll go back. Two of you.
So the shofen each own the property while it's still being shared by them. How can you not view this as just a bureau of love?
If we own the property together, right, that means that each one of us owns every single molecule. So there are two ways that we can divide the property. Either we can be makne, our ownership to the other person in half of the property, or we can be mistalik from our ownership, and that's viewed as memela the other person is going to acquire. Meaning if we own every single molecule, so we can either give to someone or we can leave. There are two ways of looking at it. So it could be if it's just a bir chalokim, then you're being mistalik, you're not actually being makne. If it's a hakna, then you're being makne to the other person. So till now we were saying Rav Ashi is teaching us one of two chidushim, either that you don't need lechazek u'kni bar chalukas ha-shudfim, or that it's enough for one person to be mafzik, one of the shudfim to be mafzik, and kemen shezoch hazen eschayev zeh b'chalifa. Comes the Pilpula Charifta on the rush, and he offers another pshat. What does he say? Pilpula Charifta. Which os is this? Os vav, no? No? Oza. Hagos maimini perek beis milchash kainim ikshu dahavle le Rav Ashi le memer kon shahola chechami and vehechze bechelka. Rav Ashi should have said that one of them was mazik. Upirshu dahai vehechze glav chazaka mamish kamer. If you don't know the uparats vigadar, elahiloch lo orech verochav chelka kedemash malishna vahola vehechze. Klomar. Al yedei hiloch hechzik. The Kamashman, the Avagad, the Ba'amalokoni, the Holakim, Davka Bishvil Shakramim, the Chule. The Hagos Maimi is saying, Epis, another teretz over here. It's not quite clear everything he's saying, but he quotes the Hagos Maimi from Perak Bez Mehil Chashchenim. But if you look at Chashchenim, you don't find the Hagos Maimi. In the old Defusim, it wasn't there. But they have a Hagos Maimi at the back of the Frankel Rambam, where this piece does exist, and that's what I gave to you in the Maamar Makomos. Let's take a look at the Hagos Maimini that the Pilpula Charifta is alluding to. This is the last page of packet 11. Hagos Maimini in Kustantina, the first Kustantina. He says, Venera, the Haiva has the glav chazoka mamashkamer, you know. No uparats for goda. Normally it's no goda uparats, but okay. Elahiluch laorech verochav chelko kedemash malishna veholach eretz. Zoktagos maimini, Rav Ashi's kagon shaholach zev v'sol shalov hechzik. Hechzik is not the normal chazak of karka. No, Rav Ashi is telling us a new chiddush. That It's enough that he's machzik by walking in the property. It's hiluch la'orach v'rochav, klomar ayadei hiluch hechzik. He's machzik through the hiluch. Oh, that's taka chiddush. Rav Ashi is telling us you don't need a regular chazaka. It's not a lechazek ukni. Kemet shezachas in his chayim zeh v'chalifa. No, the chiddush is that you can be machzik behiluch ba'alma. Bekamash malon, abba gab de ba'alma lo kani b'hola, kim davka b'shvil shol kramim, b'lehiluch avida. Hocha b'kinyin rucho sagi behiluch ba'alma. What's he talking about? So the Gemara and Daf Kuf quotes a machlokes from Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim whether hiluch works. Whether hiluch works to be kona. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, tells Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, kumis aleich va'aretz la'arka ulurachla kilecha etnena. Walk in Eretz Yisrael by the length and the width because I'm going to give it to you. Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, from here you see that hiluch in a karka is kona. And the Chachamim say, no. Avram wasn't kone Eretz Yisrael with that hiluch. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to walk, to be mechabei of Eretz Yisrael in his mind, to make him be happy that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. But he wasn't actually kone the land with that hiluch, because hiluch is not kone by itself. Says the Gemara, umodem Chachamim, the Chachamim amode b'shvil shel kramim. If you have a path in the midst of the vineyard, walking through the vineyard, passing through the vineyard, and the Bala Kerem has rights to that shvil, but you want to be able to walk through. Let's say you have a field on one side and a field on a different side. It would be very convenient for you to walk through the Kerem. So you can acquire that shvil from the Bala Kerem. The Bala Kerem would be totally fine with you using it, as long as you acquire it. It's worth money to him. So the Chachamim Amoda by shvil shokramim, that hiluch does work. Kevin de lehiluch avida, since the shvil shokramim is used for hiluch, it's not going to be used for planting. The purpose of the shvil shokramim is to be used for hiluch. So there, Zok the Gemara, the Chachamim agree that hiluch is going to work. Hiluch is going to work. Zok the Hagos Maimani, Kamashmal and Avagad Ba'ama lo koni b'holakim davka b'shvil shokramim. Gemara says that davka b'shvil shokramim de lehiluch avida, it's going to work. But hocha b'kinyin rucha sagi b'hiluch ba'alma. Me'acha shebira kol echad ruach la'atzma b'holak la'arka v'rochba Goma b'daito shehei zechelka v'enu yochel lachzebo. Rav Ashi is teaching us that here, hiluch does work. Why? Because once the mevar kolechad ruach la'atzma, and then he's cholech, goma b'daito, that this should be his chelek, and now he can't be chozebo. V'hilka tzrichem kolechad lachzeb chelka b'hiluch lozocha shehei ma shehefzik ha'echad b'chelka. V'hiluch hi'chazag agruach. And by the same token, both of them have to be holich, right? That's related to the second shayla. They both have to be holich because hiluch is a chazaka grua. He says, hiluch is a chazaka grua. It's not a strong chazaka. So if it's not a strong chazaka, both of them have to do it in order for it to work. It is a chazaka because we do see that it works in certain circumstances, even though it only works in shul shel kramim. But here, what do you need? Hagos Maimini says over here, what do you need? All you need is that he has to be gomer bedaito. They were already mevara the chalokim. You just have to be gomer bedaito, that this is his chalok. So therefore, hiluch is going to work in this context. Sounds like a hocus pocus. What does that mean? Hiluch is a kinyan by shvil shel kramim. Why is hiluch a kinyan by shvil shel kramim? Think about it. Why is hiluch a kinyan by shvil shel kramim? Why is shvil shel kramim any different? If hiluch is not a chazaka, so why should shvil shel kramim be different? The hiluch avida, you use the shvil shel kramim for hiluch, so therefore it's good enough. By a regular field, you use the field for peiros, let's say, right? You plant in the field, so maybe if you plant in the field, you should be able to be kona in the field. Maybe if you use the fruits of the field, you should be able to be kona. We assume that you can't be kona with achilas peiros. Achilas peiros is not a kinyan in karka. Kesef, shtar, chazaka, that's a kinyan karka. So why should using the shvil shel kramim be enough to be kona? What the hiluch of the shvil shel kramim, you're using the shvil shel kramim, it's lehiluch avida, and you're using the shvil for the purpose that it's intended, so that's able to be kona. How does that work? So the Ktzos HaChoshen is a very famous piece. The Ktzos in Simen Kufnin Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel, and he echoes this sentiment in Kuf Peites also. This is a yesod that the Ktzos has in many different contexts. The Ktzos says that by a kinyan tashmishim, if all you want to acquire is not the guf hadover, not the guf hakarka, not the guf hametalton, if all you want to if gufa karka, let's say, right? If all you want to be kone is the tashmisha karka, not the gufa karka, so then hiluk should work. The reason why normally hiluk doesn't work to be kone karka is because you're trying to be kone the gufa karka. Be kone the gufa karka, you need kesef, shtar, chazoka, nol gadar paratz, chalipin. These are kinyanim that work on the gufa karka. Hiluk doesn't work on the gufa karka. It's not a way to be kone the gufa karka. But if all you want to be kone is a tashmish, a use of the karka, so then hiluk works. A kinyan tashmishim, a kinyan of tashmishim, works to be kone a tashmish. You're not interested in owning the shvil shel kramim. You just want to own the use of the shvil shel kramim. So comes the ktos and says that's what the gemara is saying, that the chachamim amode by shvil shel kramim. Since it's nasa lehiluch, you can be kona behiluch. It's not that you're kona the shvil behiluch. You could be kona the rights to use the shvil, to use the tashmish of the shvil by walking, because that's the nature of a kinyan tashmish. Right? How are you kona the tashmish? Right? You certainly can be kona the tashmish through kinyanim that can be kona the gufa karka, because you're even doing more. But you can even be kona with the tashmish of the item, because that's the way a kinyan tashmishim works. But if that's the case, then what's the relationship to our situation? Right here, you're trying to consummate chalukas hashutim. You're trying to be kind of just the tashmish of the chatzah? No, each one is getting a chelik of the chatzah. You're trying to be kind of the gufa chatzah. Right? Agos Maimon, you're saying, well, we see that hilo does work in certain contexts, even though it only works in shul shakam, but over here it's fine. Over here, it's good enough. But why is it good enough? The Ktos points out the only reason why hiluk works by shvil shakon is because it's a kinyan tashmishim. So to be kona the use of the shvil, it's enough just to be mishamish in the shvil. If you holich in the shvil, so that's enough to be kona. But how does that work by chalukas hashutfim? The Habaos Maimini explains why. If you look carefully at his lashon, he tells you exactly why. He says, why is chalukas hashutfim different? What's he saying? Why is it enough to be kona behilach? Why is it enough to be kona behilach? Help me now. Why is it enough to be kona behilach? It's a chazaka grua, but what's the hilach accomplishing here? Two words. What's the hilach accomplishing? What? Gemirus das. Exactly, Ari. Gomar bedaita. It's just creating a gemiras das. Just creating a gemiras das makes a lot of sense. If you assume that chalukas hashutfin is just a bir chalokim, then really all you need is a gemiras das. You don't need a king. You're not really being kone. You own it already. The bir chalokim means that the other one is mistalik from your property. It just has to be a full gemiras das that this bir chalokim should stand. They decided which chalakim each one is going to get, and now we just have to consummate that. We have to have a gemiras das on the bir chalakim. So the Hagos Maimini, since they were already mevar the chalakim, and that's all we want to accomplish over here, is that each one should be mistalek and the chalakim should belong to each one. We need a gemiras das. So even though hiluch only is kona lefid chachamim, it's only kona b'shvil shokramim, and maybe taka it's kona because it's just a kinyan tashmishim, and by shvil shokan, and that's all that's necessary. But here, I'm not really doing a kinyan. There's no hakna over here. It's just a bir chalakim. Hiluch is a chazaka grua. It wouldn't work to be kone the gufa karka, but I don't need to be kone the gufa karka. I just need the bir chalakim. So if all I need is the bir chalakim, then itaka makes a lot of sense that hiluch will work over here, because I have a gemiras das with the hiluch. So once I have a gemiras das, then the bir chalakim is going to be consummated, and neither one is going to be able to be chosid. Okay, so this could be the yisod behind what the Hagos Maimini suggests as well. So just to summarize, if we go back to the sheet of paper, we have four nafkemina to this issue as to what chalukas hashurfin is all about. Is chalukas hashurfin a hakna, or is it just the bir chalakim? First of all, do you need leichazeko kni? By a hakna, you would need leichazeko kni. For different reasons, right? By hakna, you need lechazeko kni. Do you need it by Chalukas HaShofim? Well, it's a function of whether it's Hakno or not. Machlokas Tosis in the Ramban. Is it enough for one Shutif to be Machzik in his Chalek? That also was Machlokas HaRishonim. That could be dependent on the Shaila, but it's not Mukhruf to say. Right? If you hold that it is a Hakno, so then Avada Chalifin should work. Kevin Shazakas and Ischayim Zeb Chalifov. If it's a Hakno, then certainly it's going to work. If it's a Siluk, if it's just a Bir Chalokim, and each one is Mistalik from the other one's property, so then there's room to be done. The Rashba would say that that maybe if it's only a siluk, so then you need both of them to be mistalek. But the Rosh would argue. The Rosh would argue with this point. Thirdly, does Goral work by Chalukas HaShofim? Ahogas Ramam Raivin? Maybe that's also dependent on this question. Goral doesn't work to be Konakak in general, but if Chalukas HaShofim is only a Bir Chalukah, then maybe Goral should work. And finally, does Hiluch Beregel work? Can we say Rav Ashi is teaching us that Hiluch Beregel is sufficient over here? Hagos Maimoni seems to say yes, and we suggest that maybe because he holds that it's the Chalukas HaShofim is just a Bir Chalukim, and if it's just a Bir Chalukim, so then maybe even Hiluch is enough because it demonstrates a full Gemiras Das for the Bir Chalukim. Just to point out that the Rambam, we wanted to say the Rambam holds that Chalukas HaShofim is a Bir Chalukim, and we had two different rayas to that. First of all, the Rambam says that each one has to be mafsik. It's not enough for one to be mafsik. We don't say chalifin. Over here, we don't say there's chalife shav v'shav, kemet shazachas in eschayv zev chalifav. And secondly, the Rambam who holds that Goral works by Chalukas HaShofim, right? There's an interesting comment to the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis that I think is a proof to this point as well, to the sheet of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? How does he quote Rav Ashi? The Rambam Perish HaMishnayis says, "Avol im yesh b'din chalukah, if the chatzar has a din chalukah, v'rotzo ha'echad lachlo, kofen l'sheni al zeh. V'kemen sh'rotzo lachlo v'nisratza kolecha v'shneyen, v'ruach ploni, kidon sh'hechzik b'karka v'raglo u'chiyot zibo, in echad mehem yochol lach zibo." So the Rambam, if one of them is machzik, right? If the machzik, machzik bekarka beraglo. If he's machzik bekarka beraglo, so then there's no chazor. What does that mean, machzik bekarka beraglo? Kevon shehalach zeh v'hechzik, we thought halach zeh v'hechzik means he went into the property and he was no gadol parts. He did a chazaka. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam seems to say that he was machzik beraglo. How exactly is machzik beraglo? What, noal beraglo? Goda beraglo? What exactly is the Rambam saying? Could be that the Rambam is saying that here the chazaka is to hiluch. Hagos Maimon is pshat, right? And it works out l'shitaso. The Rambam might hold that chalukas hashofen is a bira chalaka. And if it's a bira chalaka, then taka, even if he's machzik beraglo, that's sufficient. Even if he's only machzik beraglo, maybe that taka is sufficient to create the gemiras das for the bira chalaka. So it could be that the Rambam l'shitaso, the Rambam Lashitasa holds that the chazak over here could be a chazak of hiluch. What
does the lashon of shehesi bekarka raglo imply only one person?
Or? Yes, as I was reading it, I was thinking the same thing. Interesting, right? Kevin shirotzu lachlo v'nisratzu kolecha mishnei v'ruach po nikigon shehesi bekarka v'raglo uchayotzibo. Right, so does that mean only one? In light of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, who seems to say the Ferish, that each one is being machzik, so it's hard to believe that it's only one. Right, but it taka would have been better if the Rambam says he don't shehech the kol echad b'karka b'raglo. He doesn't say that. So it sounds like he holds that if even one is machzik b'karka b'raglo, that's sufficient. I don't know. It's a sticking point in the Rambam. Akiva.
Isn't that part of the same clause as kol echad? He's just giving an example of what kol echad is. Still.
The kevin shirotzu lachlo b'nisratze kol echad mishneim the ruach ploni don't shehech the b'karka b'raglo b'yotzibah. So the kol echad is going on this too. Right, that kol echa mishneim was nisratze, and kol echa was machzik bekarka beragla. I think that's a good tarotzak, you know. It's good. Right, that each one was nisratze, and each one was machzik beragla, even though the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam doesn't say hefzik beragla. It says hefzik. Perisha Mishnayis say he's mashnam a little bit more. The hefzik beragla might be sufficient, because over here we just need a gemiras da, since the Chalukas HaShofen is just a bir chalokim, so the Gemiras Das is enough So therefore, even Hefzik Viraglo might be sufficient. Okay, this concludes the sugya of Chalukah Sashas. Any questions? Okay. Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter to the next sugya. Gemara says, and Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Abchista, lo lister inish beknishta adibani beknishta akriti. Rav Chisda says that one should not take apart one Beis HaKnesses until he builds a new Beis HaKnesses. Iga de'ami mishum pshiusa v'iga de'ami mishum tzaluyim. So there's a machlokas. What's Rav Chisda's reasoning? Some say mishum pshiusa and some say mishum tzaluyim. First of all, what's this Gemara doing here? What's this Gemara doing here? Chisda says not to. It's also to take apart a Beis HaKnesses. Well, what's the Chisda saying? So we'll see in the hemshach of the Gemara. You have to see the whole sugya. So hopefully, in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll get to this. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha about the Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash Sheni that Hurdis made. Bava Ben Buta gave Hurdis the Eitza to take apart the Beis HaMikdash and to build it anew in a nicer way. So the question is, how was he allowed to do that? So the Gemara is going to talk about Hurdus, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And why does the Gemara talk about that? Because earlier, the Gemara mentioned the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We taka saw that. In discussing Gevil and Gozis, the Gemara asked the Kasha that how can it be? It sounds from the Mishnah that Gozis stones have to be a width of 5. If they're Dalet Amas Tul, the wall is Dalet Amas Tul, that's the ratio. The problem is, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Amatraxin was much taller. In the Bayis Rishon, the Amatraxin, the wall between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh, was 30 Amas Tul. So how can that be? How could it have stood? It was 6 Amas wide, but it was 30 Amas Tul, so it's not the same ratio as the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, it was a Tefach Yisera. So because it was an extra Tefach, that's why it was able to stay. And then the Gemara asks, but Mikdash Sheni was different. Right, you'll see the Gemara. Mikdash Sheni was different. So the Gemara has different answers as to how it was able to stand in Mikdash Sheni, even though it was taller. There was a roof, the roof somehow strengthens it. There were different answers the Gemara gave. So once the Gemara was talking about the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara throws in this sugya. The Gemara wants to talk about the Bayis Sheni, the Bayis that Hurdus built, and discuss exactly what it was all about. That's what the Gemara and Abdallah is going to talk about. So, getting from one place to the other, the Gemara first presents this sugya that one is not allowed to disassemble a Beis HaKnesses, and then it's going to ask from that to how could Bava Ben Buta give the Eitzah to Hurdus to disassemble the Bayis Sheni. Rav Chisda says you're not allowed to take apart the Beis HaKnesses until you have another Beis HaKnesses. So what's the reason? So some say Mishum Pshiusa, and some say Mishum Tzaluye. What does that mean? So Rashi says Mishum Pshiusa, Dilma Misrami Ones Upashi V'Labonu Achriti. Maybe there'll be some kind of Ones, and then they'll be negligent, and they won't build a new Beis HaKnesses. So Mishum Pshiusa, that we're afraid people will be negligent, they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses, so therefore Chisda says that you shouldn't take apart the Beis HaKnesses until you have a new one. Then once you have a new one, then you can move to the new one and take apart the first one. Ikadiyami Mishum Tzaluyeh. Mishum Tzaluyeh calls man habinyan. Rashi says that the problem is that we're afraid they won't have a place to daven when they're building. Two problems, two possibilities. Either Mishum Shiyusa, because we're afraid that they won't rebuild Anubeis HaKnesses, or Mishum Tzaluyeh, that they won't have a place to daven in the interim. My benayu, what's the difference? Ika benayu, the ika beknishta, the ika duchta litzluya. There are two gersos actually here. Either the ika beknishta achriti or the ika duchta litzluya. Right? The Rishonim Marsha has the gersa duchta litzluya. We'll see. Some of the Rishonim seem to imply that. The ika duchta litzluya. If you have a place to daven in the interim, so obviously that's enough gemina. If the problem is that Mishum Tzaluyeh, so if you have a Duchta Litzluyeh, there's no problem. If the problem is mishum pshiusa, so even if you have a dilfil itzli, you have a place to daven in the interim, but mishum pshi, we're afraid that they'll be posher, they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses. So they won't rebuild the Beis HaKnesses, then it doesn't matter that in the interim you have a place, but the problem is we're afraid they won't rebuild. So therefore, even if there's a dilfil itzli, it's still going to be us. If that's our girsa. That's our girsa. The Gemara, we'll see. There are some mishum actually have the second girsa, we'll have to explain. So this is the basic sugi. We'll see the hemshech and mitzvah, but this is the basic sugi. The Chistus sets forth the principle that you're not allowed to take apart the Beis HaKnesses until you build a new Beis HaKnesses for one of two reasons. So it sounds like if there's no chashash of pshiusa, if there is a duchta litzluye, and there's no chashash of pshiusa, so then it would be perfectly permissible to take apart the Beis HaKnesses. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Right, the whole problem is either that the mishum tzuluye or mishum pshiusa, but it sounds like if that's not a problem, as the Gemara is going to say, right? The Gemara is going to have circumstances where neither issue is a problem, right? Let's say they have two bate knesios in the area, right? They have a beis sitfa and a beis kaita, they have a winter beis haknesses and a summer beis haknesses, so maybe pshiusa is not a problem, because even if they don't rebuild the beis haknesses, they still have a second one. So even if there's no problem, so it sounds from the Gemara, if there's no problem at all, no chashash of pshiusa, they have a duchta litzli, they have a place to daven, so then it's mutter to take apart the Beis HaKnesses. Charetz apela. It's only mishum pshiusa, mishum tzluye, Rav Chista says you're not allowed to take apart the Beis HaKnesses. I can give you a simpler reason why you can't take apart the Beis HaKnesses. I can give you a pasuk in Chumash. Why didn't he give a pasuk in Chumash? Right? There's a pasuk in Chumash. L'sasin came l'Hashem elokeichem. Right, the pasuk says, "Abei ta'avdin es kalam akamos yasher avdu shem agoyim." You have to destroy all of the avodah zarah and Eretz Yisrael. But the pasuk says, "L'sasin came l'Hashem elokeichem." You can't do the same l'Hashem elokeichem. That means that you're not allowed to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Not allowed to take an even away from the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chafes says that a Beis Knesses has a certain Kedusha. Right? Beis HaMikdash certainly has a Kedusha. But even a Beis HaKnesses Shechorev, Rabbi Huda says, even Beis HaKnesses Shechorev you're not allowed to use for any purpose. Because the pasuk says, "V'hashimosi es mikdash eichem kedushas and afkeshen shomimin." The kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is even keshen shomim, and the Mishnah says the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses also exists even keshen shomim. Beis HaKnesses has a kedusha, so what's the heter to take apart the Beis HaKnesses? It's also to take out a stone from the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs says this is a mitzvah slosa say. Mitzvah slosa say samachay. She is iranu min etod sama abe bate avoda soker. Sama abe tzifei nevuah. Shalom nimchok es Hashem. You're not allowed to mochok es Hashem. You're not allowed to destroy a base Hashem, a base avoda soker. Hu omer lo sasen ken Hashem lokechem. Etc. He gets Malkus. Right? Lo sasin is a lav. You're not allowed to destroy part of the Beis HaMikdash. And similarly, the Gemara Megillah says that Bate Knesios have a Kedusha. That's why I feel like Hashem Shomamin, they have a Kedusha. Certainly when they're standing. Gemara and Choftes and Megillah quotes the famous Pasuk for Ehilo Hem Le Mikdash Ma'at Elu Bate Knesios U Bate Midrash Shebebogel. Even a Beis HaKnesses has a status of a Mikdash. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. So it has a status of Kedusha just like a Beis HaMikdash. So if lo sasu ken l'shem lokechem tells us that we're not allowed to destroy part of the Beis HaMikdash, so we shouldn't be allowed to be notates in Evan from the Beis HaKnesses too. The Mordechai in Megillah writes this beferish. This is in the packet. The Mordechai in Simon Tov Kuf Chava. He says, Beis HaKnesses Shecharev, why can't you treat the Beis HaKnesses Shecharev without kedusha? Ki Beis HaKnesses Nikra Mikdash Ma'akil Kama Bepirkin Ulokach Osa Lintotz Dover Mi Beis HaKnesses. The Tanya Besifrei Minayin Lenotetz Evin Min HaHechel Min HaMezbech Min HaZar Shu Belo Sase Tamaloma Vinitatzim Es Mizbechosim Lo Sase Ken Lashem Elokechem. He writes beferish, you're not allowed to be notates from the Beis HaKnesses either, because it has a kedusha. It's a mikdash ma'at. So if you can't be notates in Evan, if you can't take away an Evan from the Beis HaMikdash, you can't take an Evan away from a Beis HaKnesses either. So what's the Gemara saying? Rav Chista tells us you're not allowed to destroy, not allowed to disassemble a Beis HaKnesses, even to build another one, right? You're not allowed to disassemble a Beis HaKnesses because of, we're afraid of pshius, we're afraid of sluye, that you're not going to have a place to daven. Should be also to do anyway. You're not allowed to be notates an Evan from a Beis HaKnesses, just like you can't take an Evan away from the Beis HaMikdash. What's the whole discussion in the Gemara? So one answer could be that even if we do learn Beis HaKnesses from Beis HaMikdash, it could be that that's just an asmachta ba'alma. It's not that it's really included in the pasuk. Maybe that's just a derabbanan. In mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam. And he says that the Isser to destroy, the Isser of Ibud Beis HaMikdash doesn't apply to Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam doesn't include Beis HaKnesses. Look in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Rambam says, "Hasoser afilu even achas derech hashchosim and amizbeachom and hahechol and mishar azor alokem. Shenemer bavodas kochavim ki es mizbechosim titotzun uksiv losasim ken l'shem lokechem." So, if someone is notate, someone takes away an even from the mizbeach, from the hechel, or mishar azor. Dr. Minchasina, what does the Rambam say? Mishar azor. Which azor is he talking about? Stoma, he's talking about the Azara that's close to the Heichal, the Ezras Yisrael. Presumably, the Rambam would say that the Ezras Noshim, that was outside, right, outside the door, that's not the Shar Azara that he's talking about. But Stoma, even someone who's notates an Evan from the Ezras Noshim, it's really outside the area of the Azara that's close to the Heichal. Stoma, the Rambam would say that there's no lav for that. You're not violating any lav. And similarly, the Rambam doesn't say anything about Beis HaKnesses. Stama, he would say the law doesn't apply to Beis HaKnesses. If the Ezras Noshim doesn't have the same kedusha as the Ezras Yisrael, and there's no issa nesitza from the Ezras Noshim, kolshkein a Beis HaKnesses, even if the Beis HaKnesses does have kedusha, it's just a mikdash ma'at. It's not the same level as the Beis HaMikdash. It's a different level. Halachas that apply to the Beis HaMikdash don't apply to a Beis HaKnesses. It's not the same type of kedusha. The Mestama, because the Rambam doesn't mention Beis HaKnesses, he doesn't hold that you're loke if you notate seven from a Beis HaKnesses. Maybe it's just an Issa D'Rabbanan. Maybe it's just an Issa D'Rabbanan Ba'alma. If it's just an Issa D'Rabbanan Ba'alma, maybe there's room to say that Issa D'Rabbanan doesn't apply if you're disassembling the Beis HaKnesses in order to build it up in a nicer way. If it's an Issa D'Raisa, so then there's much less that you can say. It's an Issa D'Raisa, there's a law to be Ma'abed the Beis HaKnesses, and you can't do it. It shouldn't really matter what the reason is. But if it's only an Issur Rabbanan, so then maybe there's room to say that Issur Rabbanan doesn't apply if you're doing it for a positive purpose. The truth is, from the Rambam, you do get the impression that destroying a Beis HaKnesses perhaps might be included within this law. From where? Not from Sefer HaMitzvot, not from Mishneh Torah, so like, where would you get that impression? So there is a minyan ha-mitzvahs that the Rambam has. The Rambam has a very short list of the mitzvahs. After the Sefer ha-mitzvahs, before the Mishnah Torah begins, the Rambam has a very short count of mitzvahs. And sometimes the Rambam says interesting things in this minyan ha-mitzvahs. that he doesn't say in the Sefer Mitzvahs. I mean, at first glance, you'd say, well, he's just counting the mitzvahs. Like, what's the big deal? But there are hasagas of the Ravid even on the minyan. because the Rambam says interesting things in the minyan, too. I don't know why he doesn't say them in the Sefer Mitzvahs, but he adds things to the minyan. What does he say here by mitzvahs lo sase samachai? We just read it in the Rambam. Right? Let's see this. Let's see the mitzvah again. So you'll see the contrast. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, Sheziranu minesotsu ma'abe bote avoda sokel, etc. Call me Shaavra al Dover Zegnachahar is Dover min a Hechel, the Hamizbeach, the Hadome Lozen. He talks about the Hechel and the Mizbeach, that's what he talks about. But then in the Minyan Amitzvahs, in Samache, he says like this Shalola Abe Besa Mignash, O Bate Knesios, O Bate Midrashos. The Rambam in the Minyan, he adds Obate Knesios, Obate Midrashos. He mentions Beis HaKnesses Beferish. I don't know why in the Sefer HaMitzvahs he doesn't mention it, but clearly the Rambam holds that it is a Daraisa. The one is not allowed to be Ma'abed Beis HaKnesses. It's not an Issa Rabbanan, it's a Daraisa. So the question comes back. If you take the Rambam like the Minchas Chinuch, that the Isser to be Ma'abed a Beis HaKnesses is only Isser Rabbanan, so then I understand. I understand that if you're taking apart the Beis HaKnesses, not because you want to destroy it, so maybe that Isser Rabbanan doesn't apply. Chazal gave you a dispensation. But if it's an Isser Daraisa, so what kind of dispensation is there? What kind of dispensation could there be? The answer is the Rambam himself tells us what the dispensation is all about. What's the answer? What's the answer? If you hold it's an Issa Daraisa, so why does the Rambam say that you can take apart a Beis HaKnesses? There's an Issa Daraisa to take an Evan out of the Beis HaKnesses. What could the Heter be? Well, you have to understand what is the Issa. What's the Issa to destroy? Two words. What's the Issa to destroy? The Rambam told us. What's the Issa to destroy? The Rambam in Hilchas Yesod HaTorah, he says, destroying means if you're doing it derech hashchasa in a way of destruction, but if you're taking something apart in order to rebuild in a better way, that's not hashchasa. That's not destruction. The lav is abei ta'avdin, destroy avodah zarah, but losasin kein l'shem lokechem. You can't do an ibud to the Beis HaMikdash. It's also to do an ibud to the Beis HaKnesses. But ibud is only if you're mashchis, only if you're destroying something. So it could be, even if the iser of destroying a Beis HaKnesses is an iser daraisa, which the Rama might seem to hint at, right? Even if it's an iser daraisa, but if you're not doing it b'derech hashchasa, if you're not doing it just to destroy, you're doing it kedei l'sakein, that's not called an ibud. So if it's not called an ibud, then the issa daraisa is not going to apply either. So that's why Rav Chista had to come up with two reasons. Right? You're not allowed to take apart the Beis HaKnesses. Not because there's an issa to destroy Beis HaKnesses. It's not a hashchasa. If you're taking it apart in order to build it in a better way, in order to be l'sakein, that's derech tikkun, that's mutter. That's mutter. As long as it's derech tikkun, it's taka mutter. It's the Mordechai. The Mordechai echoes this sentiment also. Where's the Mordechai? What happened? The Mordechai writes, Megillah over there, V'mnotat samanas livnos shari, dehahi nesitza binyan mikri. Nesitza l'sakein, that's a binyan, it's not a hashkos, it's not an ibud. So of course that's going to be mutter, even if it's a lav daraisa. Even if there is a lav daraisa to destroy a Beis HaKnesses, that's only if you do it b'derech ibud, hashkosa. But if you're doing it l'sakein, that's called a binyan, that's not called hashkosa, and that's going to be permissible. So the only reason why it might be asa to do is, given the circumstances, if you don't have a place to daven, or if you don't have another Beis HaKnesses, then maybe you shouldn't take apart the Beis HaKnesses till you build a new one. But of course, once you build a new one and there's no need for the other one, then you can take it apart. You would be allowed to take apart the Beis HaKnesses if you have another place to daven. That taka should be permissible. But if you want to be mashchis the Beis HaKnesses, obviously you can't be mashchis it. But if there's no need for it, if you had the money to build another Beis HaKnesses and now the first Beis HaKnesses is no longer necessary, so then perhaps you can take it apart. We'll talk about that. The Beis HaKnesses is made al tnai. So if it's necessary, so then you have to keep the Beis HaKnesses and you can't take it apart. But once it's not necessary because you have a different Beis HaKnesses, then perhaps it might be permissible to take it apart. If you're not ma'abed a Beis HaKnesses stam to destroy, so then perhaps it might be permissible to take it apart. Okay, we'll continue the study, Mr. Shemkin.
Ready?
Yes.
This is the Gemara's